Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Manufactured success. Does success come from hard work, or does it have another origin? We can certainly manufacture success by doing some public relations, some spin, some creative promotion. And then from the outside, it can look very successful. Someone may even do such a good job manufacturing their success that they begin to believe their own press releases. But humanly manufactured success rarely lasts. Consider the case of a man named Adonijah. You can read his story in 1 Kings chapter 1. He was the heir apparent in Israel. As the oldest living son of the famed King David, Adonijah was the odds-on favorite to be the next king. And so Adonijah began to manufacture a successful transfer of power for himself. He invited all the right people and ignored those he knew wouldn't go along with his plan. He set up everything just the way a prince ascending the throne should have it. His followers joined him for a party and began to raise their glasses in a toast. Long live King Adonijah! Except God and King David had other plans. Just as God directed, David had his son Solomon anointed king. When the few followers that were toasting Adonijah heard this, they all bailed on him and ran away. Even Adonijah recognized that something else can trump manufactured success. Here's what he said. As you know, the kingdom was mine. All Israel looked to me as their king, but things changed and the kingdom has gone to my brother, for it has come to him from the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 15. Success has come to him from the Lord. God's success always trumps humanly manufactured success. Manufactured success leads to pride. The kingdom was mine. And pride over-exaggerates our self-worth and obscures reality. All Israel looked to me as their king. God's success comes to the humble, who recognize his lordship and their place in his kingdom. God's success lasts. Although Adonijah eventually recognized this, he didn't learn from it. In the next scene, he is again trying to manufacture a way to ascend to the throne, and this time, he not only loses his position, but his life as well. Here's what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 23, verse 12, "For whoever exalts himself will be humbled," manufactured success, "and whoever humbles himself will be exalted," God's success.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.